We live, we love, we serve.
So listen, we're not gonna belabor this moment. That God has been moving and will continue to move. But I was drawn to this scripture this morning because I'm convinced there are those here who need to hear this. I want to turn your attention to the book of Galatians, the 6th chapter. The book of Galatians, the 6th chapter. Verse 2. Galatians 6 and 2. I want to read this. The Revised Standard Version, it reads simply this: bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. I'm going to say that again. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Come on, beloved, let's pray. God, thank you. And we honor you, oh God, for what you've already been doing in this place. God, somebody needed this worship today. Somebody needed to feel your presence like never before. So God, thank you. Now, oh God, the time that we have left, let your word go to work. Let it touch, let it heal, let it even convict, but most of all, oh God, let it empower us to be who you've called us to be. We thank you, God. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Remain standing. Let me read that again. Galatians 6 and 2. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Do me a favor today. Just turn to your neighbor and tell them simply this: remember your strong friends. Come on, turn to the other neighbor and tell them, remember your strong friends. Put your hands together and give the Lord a hand clap of praise unto them. Take your seat. Remember your strong friends. I belong to an organization where our motto is friendship is essential to the soul. It is something that has always intrigued me and spoken to me because it puts front and center the power of friendship. I learned a long time ago that a friend will never leave you, nor want to, nor have to. That is a friend. I've learned also that among our friendships, there are always those friends who we find ourselves leaning on more than others. We all have those friends who we call or reach out to strengthen us, to empower us, to lift us in those moments where we feel down or depleted or even in despair. We have those friends. And thank God for those friends. It is not that we are not grateful for the friendships that we create, but we thank God for those strong friends in our lives who know just what to say, who know just when to show up, and who somehow is able to sense or take a pulse of where you may be in that moment. But here's something I also learned, that if you have strong friends who fit that bill, check on your strong friends. It's something we've heard and seen in memes and social media. But there was a quote that jumped out to me. It said, check on your strong friends Because they're usually ones who are bleeding in silence. Check on your strong friends, because they're usually the ones who are bleeding in silence. It's difficult, it's challenging when you find yourself as a person being the one who seemingly people go to. You're the one who people call on, who people seek out, especially when they are in need. It is actually something quite beautiful when you're that kind of friend. It means that for you, your friendship and the friendships you make, they are not shallow ones. They have depth to them. They have some longevity to them. But you learn over time that those strong friends will always, at some point, need strong friends themselves. I know I'm talking to somebody here this morning, because that's why I think that statement, check on your strong friends, because sometimes when we have people in our lives who play those roles, oftentimes we often again go to them, call on them, seek them out. But what happens when you're the one who's sought out, but then there's no one for you to go to? You gotta check on your strong friends every now and again. Because sometimes those of us who are those strong friends have a tendency not to always be transparent. Because sometimes we don't want to place our burdens on other people. We don't want to put our issues on other people. Isn't it deep how some of us who are those strong friends don't want to burden other people with your issues, but you have no problem bearing everyone else's burdens? And I know on some levels we think it is a noble thing, and it is to be that person, trust me, because everybody needs a friend like that. But every now and again, you have to make sure that those people who play that role in your life are okay. Here's what I've learned. One, that strong friends, those people who are those go-to people in our lives, often wrestle with hidden struggles. They don't always talk about what they're going through. They don't always have a way of communicating what they're going through. And sometimes they suffer in silence, bleed in silence. And sometimes we assume because they're the go-to strong person that their strength is able to sustain them. And that's not always the case. That oftentimes those strong friends that we have, yes, they may be strong, and yes, they may be there, and yes, they are a great source of comfort and empowerment, but here's what I want you to know. Being strong doesn't mean that you're invincible. Being strong doesn't mean that you don't hurt, that you don't suffer, that you don't bleed, that you don't go through. And sometimes those strong friends are the ones who contribute to the myth about their strength, because they never really share what they're going through. And so instead of sharing what they're going through, they're content with being the resource for everybody else. And it's deep when you find yourself a resource for everybody else and you're never taking a gauge as to whether or not your tank is emptying out. This may not be for everybody today, but this may not be for some of the strong friends who are here today who play that role. That you got to get to a point in your life where it's okay to be the strong friend, but every now and again to need strength yourself. You got to get to the point where it's okay to be strong, to be the powerful one, to be the center, the one that people come to. But you need to understand that there will come a point in your journey where life and tribulation and trials and struggle and heartache and heartbreak will also bring you to a point when you're gonna need somebody the way people need you. You're gonna have to lean on somebody the way people lean on you. Yeah, strength is good to have, but when your strength leads to your dishonesty about what you go through, then that strength can work against you. Somebody say, check on your strong friends. In other words, don't assume your strong friends are always okay just because they do not ask for help. Well, I hope you get this today. Don't think they're okay because they don't ask for help. You see, part of their strength is thinking that for them, that somehow their strength means that they can handle the things that come their way on their own. See, this may not apply to everybody because you may be one of the people dependent on that strong friend. But if you are those strong friends in here today, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It is a dangerous thing to bleed in silence. It is a painful thing to be present for everybody but feel alone even when you're surrounded by the people you've been present for. There is something about your strength that is beautiful, but there's also something about your strength that can be damaging, especially when your strength leads you to be dishonest about your pain and your hurt and your sorrow and your suffering. Again, this may not be for everybody, but those who are here today who fit that bill know exactly what I'm talking about. You see, the writer of Galatians in this sixth chapter says something that sometimes we forget about friendship. The writer says, bear one another's burdens, and in doing this, you will fulfill the law of Christ. That if you are a person who can say you have some strong friends and a strong friend in your life, then at some point you must become that strong friend for the strong friend. It has to be a mutual relationship and friendship where you begin to realize you can't simply be the one who pulls and takes and takes and takes. That at some point you got to realize that in order for friendship to be profound, it has to be mutual. And in order for it to be mutual, that means sometimes you got to play the role of the strong friend for the person who's a strong friend. Because if you received a lot from them, then you ought to give a lot to them. That you ought to say, if they've been there for me in my time of crisis, then I need to be there for them in their time of crisis. And here's a deep thing. You won't always know necessarily what their crisis is, but you see, when friendship is strong, you'll sense when something is off. And when you begin to sense that something is off, don't assume that your discernment ain't right. Because it just may be that that friend in your life who's been the source of so many other people's strength may be in need of you right now. You may be thinking of that person right now who's that strong friend, or you may be thinking you're that strong friend right now, that you are weary of acting like nothing is wrong. You're tired of acting like you're not going through because you have to perform strength. Oh God, I hope you heard that today. Where you have to perform strength, where you must keep a facade of strength because, well, you don't always trace or trust the spaces of vulnerability that are there for you to experience your own breakthrough and healing. There is something about performing strength. I'm telling you what I know about when you have to perform strength, even though you're broken, performing strength, even though you're damaged, performing strength, even though you're wounded and not feeling comfortable enough or safe enough to be transparent enough in order to be healed enough and delivered enough from the things that you are going through. So you got to get to a point, if you're that strong friend, where you can be open to people and also cry out to God. There's nothing wrong with crying out to God in those moments when you find yourself going through, because sometimes it's the crying out to God that leads to the healing and transformation. You see, here's why I did. When I find friends who are always trying to tell me everything is okay all the time, that's a sign that everything ain't okay all the time. Because that means they're in a place now where the pain is so intense that they have no choice but to perform it or be honest. And it is that performance that clouds the honesty and stops the honesty. But I gotta just say this today to my strong friends in here, that you gotta get to a point in your journey where you realize it is okay to receive every now and again. Let me put it to you this way. Sometimes God has chosen us to be those strong friends, and we think sometimes honoring that call is enough for God. But don't ever think that somehow honoring the call to be a strong friend in your circle of friendship means that somehow you can never be vulnerable enough to be honest about what you're dealing with. That somehow you can't be there for everyone else's healing and ignore your need for healing too. You can't be there for everyone else's breakthrough and ignore your own breakthroughs as well. You got to get to a place where you say, God, I don't only trust you to make me a strong friend, I trust you to send me the strong friends that I need as well. Well, I hope I'm talking to somebody here today, because I sense that you got to trust God every step of your own life. We just sang about this today, that you trust God and you know God will never fail, but you got to trust God enough to know, to open up enough to people around you to let them know when you are going through. You get no badge of honor for pretending to be okay. You get no credit for acting like everything is all right. In fact, here's a real deep thing. The only folk who don't feel pain when they're going through are people who are not you. Part of your humanity is to be honest about your own pains and your wounds. But here's the thing. When you're honest about your pains and your wounds, then don't place an expectation upon certain people to show up in a way that you didn't cultivate them to show up. You didn't get that part. In other words, you can't wait till your breaking point to now put expectations on the friendships around you. You can't wait till your breaking point to put expectations on people around you when you've been pretending you've been okay all the time. That every step of the way, when you find yourself going through, you got to be able to say, listen, I know I've been there for you, but right now in this season, I can't perform anymore. I can't pretend anymore. And I'm hurting and I need friends to show up the way I've shown up for people. Yeah, nah. Come on, tell somebody to check on your strong friends. Yeah, this word is for the strong friends today. And if you don't feel like you fit that bill, I'm sorry today. But I got to talk to some people in here who are among the silent bleeders, who are among the silent wounded, who are among the silent hurt, who are among the silent suffering. Because at some point, all of your pretending patterns will collapse into your misery. And at some point, it'll be difficult to even try to cope and see your way through. And pretty soon, when people begin to realize something is wrong, it is way past the point of something being wrong. So you got to resolve in your spirit today that if you're one of those people, that you got to make that move in your life to say, God, listen, I trust you enough to send me somebody like me. Oh, God, I trust you enough to put people in my life who will be there in a way. But hold on, don't ask God to send those strong people in your life, but don't lean into their strength. Hold on, you can't make a request of God to send healers, but then you don't really want to be healed. You can't ask God to send people who will help you in your deliverance, but you don't really want to be delivered. Then when you cry out for healing, cry out for wholeness, cry out for deliverance, you better be ready for however it comes your way. Don't try to orchestrate the navigation of God to your own deliverance. Don't get to a point where you're trying to put controls on how people show up. And my God, don't pretend to the last minute, because you'll pretend yourself into brokenness. No. I need some folk in my life who ain't so heavy they can't help me in my heaviness. I need some folk in my life who ain't ashamed to bear my burdens. Because somehow, when I can bear another person's burdens and they can bear my burdens, somehow we fulfill who God is calling us to be. When I can bear someone's burdens and they can bear my burdens, the writer said, somehow we become more Christ-like. Why is that? Well, because bearing another's burden, standing with someone who's struggling, being there for those who are hurting, is another form of love. Oh my God, you gotta get that. If the world will know who we are by the love we show for one another, then somehow our love must be manifest beyond what we say in our mouth. It must show up a particular way. But you gotta let people in. You gotta let people in. You gotta be able to say to yourself, it's okay in this moment, in this season, to be vulnerable. It's okay to be transparent. It's okay to be honest, especially when healing is what you desire. Well, I hope you get this today. You see, and I'll say this and I'll be done, because I think my strong friends may have gotten it already. I've been on this journey for a long time. I used to hear, and I think the older I get, you know, when you had passed the half century mark, stuff starts shifting. And what I realize is that there comes a point in your life where trusting God is all you got. Yeah. And I don't know who I'm talking to. But when life has backed you into a corner, when all you can do is look up. Oh God, you didn't get that. When life has assaulted you in such a way that you now must lean on the very thing you say is there. When you got to put your faith and trust in God. You see, you sang it this morning, but singing is different than crying out for it. You can say God is my savior and God can do anything but fail, but you got to trust God to move in your life. I'm helping somebody here. You got to get to a point in your journey where you say, God, I'm not sure about the next step. I'm unclear about the next season. I'm not really certain about my next move, but what I do know is that if you walk with me every step of the way and if you are there with me, then I can face whatever is coming my way. It's called anticipated trust. I don't know what's on the way. I don't know what's waiting for me, but I know who's been carrying me every step of the way. Look at somebody, tell them, check on your strong friends. Because if you're trying to figure out who the strong friend is, they may be crying on your row right now. If you're trying to figure out who those strong friends are, you may be quiet right now. Why? Because it's difficult when you feel unseen in your most painful moments. And finally to hear someone actually see you is something to lift you. Somebody wrote a comment on one of the sermon clips we put up. This was deep. Talking about me. This is funny. And they said, well, that's not preaching. They said, that's motivational speaking. I said, interesting. And I thought, actually, ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, when I read Jesus, I see more motivational speaking than I see quoting on scripture. If somebody come to your door at midnight asking for something, give them more than they ask for. That sounds motivational, Alicia. When there's folk around you who are in need, don't bypass them. Look out for them because somehow that makes you even more human. That sounds real motivational. How about this? Love somebody who loves you and then love those who don't even know how to treat you right. That sounds kind of motivational. In other words, ain't nothing wrong with being inspired to lean into God's presence and trust who God is in your life. Look, I'm done. Here's what I want to say. For those of you in here who forgot how strong you are or tired of being the strong one, know this, God sees you. God sees you. He sees you beyond the mask you put on. He sees you beyond the smile you wear. God sees you beyond the pretense, beyond the mask. This is why when people show up in your life at times to minister to you, you often are caught off guard because you thought you had been forgotten. Can you imagine showing up for everybody in such a way because you think somehow showing up for everybody will make God turn towards you? Not realizing that God has always been watching and keeping and encouraging and strengthening. Because what I know and what I've come to understand is scriptures are still true. When you are weak, that's when you're strong. Because the strength of God is made perfect in your weakness.